Tikva Vayter, even Taisus and the Gemara, we're middle of like Mamash and middle of the Ramban, so I'll just finish off that part of the Ramban. Last week we had discussed the various options why it's possible to argue in Rashi with the case where it's mazid b'isser and shogag b'tnai. Rashi says in that case you're potter from a carbon because you need shogag b'shas the isser. Tosfos brought down Rabbeinu Tam that no, in that case you'll be chayiv because you're a shaygig b'shas the iser, b'shas when you mean over on the shvuah, which is when you eat the tanai. And Rabbeinu Tam l'sh tasa that I'm sorry, so therefore mezid, so if you ate the iser of mezid and tanai b'shaygig, Rabbeinu Tam you'll be chayiv a carbon. Ramban said the different svara. Ramban's svara is the Ramban calls it Ayim Mutter. Since Bishas, when you ate the Isser, will be bemazed, but it's called Shaygig. Because at that point, the assumption is that you weren't planning on eating the tanai as well. So you ate the iser. At that point, batzim is had the gomer. It's only aser if you end up eating the tanai. So at that point, you have the option of not eating the tanai. So meila, at that point, when you ate the iser, so to speak, b'mezid, it's not called mezid because it's ayim mutter. Because at that point you thought that you weren't going to eat the, you thought that it was taka hetter because you didn't think you were going to eat the tanai. And mezid is ayim mutter. That the man says ayim mutter is classic shaygi. So that's why if you end up being the reason why if you end up being the tanai even b'shaygig, Yechayev Karbin, Lemafreya, not because the Achilus Atnai B'shoigig is what's Mechayev the Karbin. According to Ramban, Lemafreya, the Achilas Ha'iser, the Mezid, is considered Shoig. So that's the difference between the Rabbeinu Tam, where he argues in Rashi, is because the Achilas Ha'iser, Achilas Atnai is b'shoyig, and that makes it that you ate the iser, by eating the tanai b'shoyig means you were being over on the iser b'shoyig, and the Ramban the pshat is that no, that etzem the Achilas Ha'iser l'mafreya was b'shoyig because it was aymer mutter. that's the difference in the way it entices on the Ramban. Now,
the
even from needs to be Shem Dios and I'm not talking about Shem Dios yet. We'll get to Shem Dios now. What?
That's a whole different thing.
Yes, I'm discussing now. Where is the Shaygig? Of course, in all Karbanis, it has to be that Shem Dios. And we'll see. We're going to talk about that, obviously. In the various cases that we have a problem, we have to say Shem Dios. I'm just talking about the etzem simple din of Rabbeinu Tam, which ate the class. No two shvuah. One thing. They ate. There was a tanai. There was a shvuah, and you ate the iser be mezid. The tanai be shaygig. Why you chayiv carbon if you disagree with Rashi? So I just said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's because you were over the Issa B'Shaygen, and according to Rabban, because when you're over this with B'Shaygen, according to Rabban, B'Shas Achilas Isser, not just when you're over this, but even tonight, B'Shas Achilas Isser, it was B'Shaygen, because it was Ayim Mutter, because assumption, because at that point it was mutter, and the assumption is you weren't planning eating it tonight. Is that very clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Rashi argued
on the Ramban? Because so first of all, so last week I said, okay, it's good that you bring it up because I just said it very, very quickly last week. So first of all, so Yossi wants to know, so why is Rashi arguing this on the Ramban? It's a good svara. When you ate the Isser, it was Ayim Mutti. You thought that it wasn't Asser. It ended up being Asser. So why would Rashi argue in that? So one thing I said yesterday, which I don't know if you need it, just said it after the Milsa. It just so happens to be the Rashi is. What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold by Omer Mutter? What does Rashi hold by Omer Mutter by Shvua? What does Rashi hold by Omer Mutter?
In
being over. That's Omer Mutter is always being over. In other words, it's a regular Shvua. Shvua shle eichel kikar is that. And then he thinks, one second, for some reason he thinks it's mutter to eat the kikar. You know, he made a Shvua on it, it's mutter to eat the kikar. What classic Omer Mutter. What does Rashi hold about that? So the Rashi.
Where is the Aleph?
The Rashi in Shabbos, on Samach Tesla and Beis, Rashi there says, Ezu Shuas Bitel Sha'avar, Bishlam Lahaba, Kagoin. Shle Oichal, Mishkach is going to Shinis Alma Shvua, Vachal. El Shavar Kaina. Di Bisava Shachel Bishasa Shvua, Enechai of Carbon. I'm sorry, climb Ad Mishvusha. I'm sorry, wrong one. Here, Rashi, the next Rashi. Amar Yedei Nish Shai Nishbal Shaker. He doesn't know his Chayav Carbon. The Ibn is Al Mimenu Azara Shvua. Ein Lecha Einis B'Shas Shvua Kaze.
Shvua.
What? I'm sorry. I messed up. Second. Rashi says. Shvua Haba. I'm a mutter. Shul Abba Rashi holds. I messed up. Thank you very much. They work me. The Rashi doesn't help us here. So why would Rashi argue in the Ramban? Why is Rashi arguing in the Ramban? So what does Rashi tell us? Rashi says that the reason why Rashi you need Shoyg B'Shas Shvua, and over here it's Het, Rashi says, right? Rashi and Beis also. Rashi says the reason why by we ate the Isser b'mezid and the Shtanai b'shoigig. What does Rashi say? Why is no carbon? Because it was beheter. Rashi says, right? Rashi says it was beheter. So chayra, that's svara of Rashi. Rashi's techt b'shkaga. Rashi and Beis says the pasuk says techt b'shkaga, right? But if a shas when you ate the iser, it was mutter. So Rashi says, you know, mafreya was aser, right? Rashi says, it was hetta techta b'shkog. It has to be a shayi b'shas tachila. And here was Heter, Rashi says. So Zchor, that would answer, that Nusa would, that would answer the Ramban also. Yeah? If Rashi had said the problem was Mazed, so you tell me, Yossi, if Rashi would have said the problem is, you're not Shoigig, fine, so tell me it's a Shoigig over here. But Rashi, the problem is that it's Heter. If Rashi, the problem is that it's Heter, you need Techta Bishkaga. It means B'shas Isser had to be that it was a shaykh and it was a mutter. So here also, Sekhasayf, it was mutter. So even though the Ban makes him into a shaykh, he thinks that it's mutter because it's Aymer mutter. But according to Rashi, since the Maisa at that point it is mutter, right? At that point it is mutter, it's mutter for you to do it, that Rashi says that's Techter B'shkaga. I'm making his own drasha, but Techter B'shkaga, Rashi says, it has to be the B'shas. Bishas, when you ate it, it was also to eat it. That's the chayr of the answer. Why the Ramban would disagree with this the, why the Rashi would disagree with the Ramban's patent? Why when you ate the iser b'mezin and the tanai b'shaygig, the Ramban says you chayv b'karv. Okay. Now the Ramban ad kadei kach. Okay. Once the Ramban told us that you're considered to be the achil itself is considered b'shayig, right? Like we said, not only ben tam that it's shayig because you're over b'shayig. No, the achil is itself is shayig. So male effect klerter ban. So we're talking about a case over here where the iser was mezid and the heter and the tanai was shayig. What would be if they were both mezid? You should be, is a feeder and ban, you should be chayav a carb? That's what man asked on himself. One second. If the guy ate the tanai b'shoigig, yeah, and according to Ramban, that's not shoigig. He ate tanai b'mezid, eating tanai b'mezid is really shoigig. I'm sorry. Eating the iser b'shoigig, you can't make these mistakes in this circuit, sorry. Eating the iser b'mezid, according to the Ramban, is called shoigig. Okay, so when he ate the iser b'mezid, so he's really shaygig. Now he turns around and eats the tanai. The Gemara says b'shaygig. then they're saying it's chayav. According to Ramban, what if you ate this? What if you ate b'mezid? Saif, who cares if you ate the tanai b'mezid? The iser. One second, the iser you ate b'shaygig, because even though you ate b'mezid, it's really shaygig because I'm a mutter. So chayr huadin, if you ate the tanai afterwards, you ate the tanai b'mezid, and the isra mezid, you chayv a carbon. Later on, the Gemara discusses, what about Asra Safik? Yeah? Then maybe you should chayv malchus. The man's saying, according to his Havana, you should be chayv carbon because eating the tanai, eating the isra b'mezid, is really eating the isra b'shaygi. Because I'm a mutter. Because you think you're not going to eat this, sir. You're not going to eat it tonight. That point is mutter. So Meila, it's shaygig mamish according to Ramban. So Meila, even if you ate it tonight, b'mezid, so what? You ate the iser b'shaygig. Right? That's why his kasha, obviously, is only kasha if you have one other Ramban, not if you have one other Berentam. If you have one other Berentam, why is it a shaygig? Because if you ate the tanai b'shoig, that means you're over the iser b'shoig. But going to Ramban, that you're over the iser, when you ate the iser, it was b'shoig. Not only when you're over the iser is the b'shoig, when you actually ate the iser is b'shoig, then that's where the shoig is. Where in the beginning is the shoig? So maybe you eat the tanai b'mezid, and you eat the b'mezid, it's still a shoig, because the iser was b'shoig. Iser was b'shoig mamish. This is the kasha that the Ramban is bothered with. And the Ramban grapples with this question. And he says, Avochel tanai b'shni b'mezid, yefshil chai b'al shayna, carbon. Ha'yesh shachal b'shayna b'mezid. Af b'sh oysa yizod n'rushayna shkogi, even though he ate b'mezid, but really it's shaygig. Mifnei sh'ein ishav m'diyasai, lo'y b'achilas harishayna, So this is the Lashonis of the Ramban are very difficult, as Yitzchak pointed out this morning, correctly, but because Rabban, first of all, Menei Bey, Rabban has two lashonos over here. First, he talks about Shav Mediasai, and then he also talks about Zod and Gomer. The Hainu, basically, what Rabban's teretz is that if he ate the Tanai B'mezid after eating the Isser B'mezid, so now, by eating the Tanai B'mezid and invoking the Shvuah, and not only invoking the Shvuah, but invoking the Isser of the Shvuah, so that shows that this guy's an Eisvarf. And that shows that when he ate the Isser B'mezid, it wasn't Eimer Mutter. It wasn't really Shaygi. It was Zod and Gomer. We assume that he was planning on eating it tonight afterwards also. Okay, you could say maybe whatever, you know, Yitzhak Tokfa, whatever. But the point is, what Rabban's saying is, Akapanim, that if he ate the Tanai, the Mezid, after he ate the Issa Mezid, so now it's Megala, that's him, that he wasn't a Shaygi. Because what was the whole Sfar of Fidir Mbandi is a Shaygi? That if he ate the Issa, right? So he eats the Issa, there's no problem, it's Mutter. If he doesn't eat the Tanai. That's why it's Eimer Mutter, because he didn't think he was going to eat the Tanai, Rabban said. Right? What did he say? He didn't think he was going to eat the Tanai. The Hayada, Kishachas Rishayna, Shanishba Alel, Shemuteris Lai, Who saw Vashloy Lechas Eshnea? Right? So it's Eimer Mutter. It says the Rabban, if he eats the second one, B'mezid, then that shows us that when he ate the first one, B'mezid, it was even al das that he was going to eat the second. He's going to eat the Tanai, and it wasn't going to be awesome, Afreya, and Mela, it's Mezid Gomer, says the Ramban. So even though in the middle he talks about Shavim Diyasai, which the idea of Shavim Diyasai is that you're a Shaygig, but if you would know, yeah, then you would eat it anyway. But here the Ramban saying it's more than that, and it's Zod and Gomer. So I don't know why he throws in the Lashon, you know, talks about Shav Mediasai. That in Tais we'll see about Shav Mediasai, and then later on in the Ramban we'll see about Shav Mediasai.
That would mean that's
Malchus? Oh, very good. Because he's going to ask me this morning. So L'chayra, yeah, L'chayra is Shvichai Malchus in Cain. Kundraban, if you ate the first one, amazed. If you ate the second one, amazed. Shvichai Malchus, right? If you're telling us our suffix, Shmasra or not. So, truth matter, it's the answer is Enechnami, right? Because already the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara discusses, if you ate both of them amazed, then Enechnami, it's Taka telling us our suffix. But, so when the Rabban over here is just handling that whether you should be Chayiv, or you should be Chayiv carbon. Now he says, you're not Chayiv carbon. In other words, because the whole time we're talking about, right, the man says you should be chayav carbon in that case. And then he says, no, you're not chayav carbon because it shows you're amazing. Fine. Now, well, what's the guy Malchus? And Echnami. That's Taka the Gemara said. If there was Taka Eidim Asra, if there's no Eidim Asra, then Echnami. Then there's no carbon, there's no Malchus, there's no nothing. But if there's Eidim Asra, then it's telling him, that's not the issue of the ban over here. The issue of the ban over here, right now, is if you're a shaykh, if the maize is really shaykhig, you should have a carbon. Right? And then he says, no, you talk a maize. Okay, now that you're a maize, now what's it then? Maybe you should have malchus and echnami. That's the next Gemara. The Gemara says, if they're both maize, then echnami. If they're both maize, you have malchus. If you hold, if there's eid minasra, and it's rasa lesh masra, then echnami. That wasn't the Rabban's issue over here right now. The Rabban's chashay was Yuchayev carbon. Now the answer, very good. What's with Malchus? Go look right in the sugya.
So what's making you be over? In the end, we're saying that the second one is making you over for the first one. In the end,
Again, the second one is a Tanai, which makes it that what you were in the beginning was an Isser. That's all the second one is doing. The reason why Chayav a Karban Lefi the Ramban is because you ate the Isser B'Shaigig. You ate the Isser thinking that it's Mutter, thinking that you're not going to eat the Tanai, and thinking that Lamafreya, it was Heter Gomer. That's why, and that's, you were shaking that, because you ended up eating the Tanai, and you ended up that Lamafreya, what you ate was Aser, and that's why you're being carbon. You're being carbon because you ate the Isser B'Shaigig. That's exactly the Ramban. Okay? Fine. So I think, maybe before we even finish the Taisis, I think maybe it's because I had to see the Gemara, the Rashi, and this will be more in tune to the cases of Tali Zeh B'Zeh, V'Zeh B'Zeh, and then when we get back to Taisis, I think it'll be smoother in Taisis.
But the Ramban says that when you eat the first one, what maize, but Ramutus saw was B'Shaigig, but in the case where you afterwards you eat tonight, also maize eat. Well, still, in the beginning when you ate it, it was also, you thought the Shoei.
No, so the Ramban said, fine, so the Ramban. You could argue in the Ramban. You could say that maybe, as I said, maybe it was a Tuk of Yitzray, and he changed his mind in the middle, maybe he wasn't. But the Ramban says, right? Because the Gemara says, you are Chai Malkus, if you all that's just right now, that's the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban says, we see, the fact you ate it is Megala. The fact that you ate it afterwards, Bemez, it shows us that you really were going to eat it anyway. You're not a Shaykh. That's what he says. The Seif Megala Tchasai. Okay, so I think let's read the Gemara Vayeter, and then we'll go back to Taisus. Do we see? Less of a shniuk. Shachal shnia, history by Asra's vaday, hatayach shay nishba lea minasra. Achle li surah, vahad achle li tnai, look the rechim ishlakish. Nefligo basra, safik, perakama, vainam asra safik, that sra bishas achila isser beinon, hasra bishas achilas isser beinon, ben kan. At that point, if you eat the second one, you're vada being over on the first one. Ain't asra like Rashi before. Ain't asra ba al de achila zu. A malchus ba de achila zu. Since the malchus is not. Malchus is, this is just the Tanai, the Malchus is for Achila Rishayna, and for that male you need Asra B'Shas Isser. Okay. Tolan Zu B'Zu, Le'aychal Zu, Ma'aychal Zu, Le'aychal Zu, Ma'aychal Zu. Says Rashi, Tolan Zu B'Zu, Shteim, Kefarish V'Azal, Nimtz Shteim, Isser Shteim Tanai. Hachir Sinan, Achal Zu B'Zadan, oh, right. So what happened? V'achal zubezad natsmai u'b'shigas chaverta. Zubezad natsmai u'b'shigas chaverta, potter. Okay? If both of them were eaten with the mindset of zad natsmai, he knew about that the one that he's eating is the subject of the shvua, he forgot that the other one is tali in this one, he forgot that this is also tonight. You know, every achil is also an isser, it's also tonight. So he remembered that it's aser. Potentially aser. There is a subject of the shvur, let's call it that way. He doesn't remember that there's also the tanai that's going to answer the other one. So then, potter. But if it's zubishigas atzmai, was on the chaverita, zubishigas on the chaverita chayit. If he ate both of them with the mindset of that he forgot that it is a subject of the iser, but he remembers. That it's the subject of the Tanai. And being the first one, he's asking the second one. Being the second one, he's asking the first one. We just forgot that it is the subject of this or itself. In that case, Chayiv. Okay, so let's go through all the cases. Zog Rashi. Achazu bezad natsmo b'shugas chaverita. Vezu bezad natsmo b'shugas chaverita. Potter. This is the gears first. Zu b'shugas chatsmo. Zu bezad chaverita. Zu b'shugas chatsmo. Zu bezad chaverita. Chayim. Shneim b'shugig. Potter. Shneim mezid. Oh, that's where we were. Shneim b'shugig. Potter. Shneim mezid. Shneim b'chayim. Shneim b'pukim b'echim b'shlokish. Fine. Zog Rashi. Achazu bezad. Now he's going to explain the whole thing. Achazu bezad natsmo b'shugas chaverita. Zachar hu shenishba aleha. Okay. Zod natsma, zocher hu shenishbar aleha im yaychol chaverta. He remembers that if he's going to eat the second one, then he asks the first one. Avo shechuach hu shenishbar al chaverta im yaychol zu. He forgot that if he eats this one, it's going to ask the second one. V'chol ol shuas atzma. Shem yaychol chaverta yischayiv al zel mafreya. So we're eating it, knowing that this is going to be the potential iser. So then... So he ate a shvua, which is now mitlatali. What's going to be if he eats the second one? Have a shvua's chaverta. So the shvua's chal. The shvua's chal potentially. Have a shvua's chaverta lechol of klal. Why? Because as far as the second one is concerned, he forgot shigas chaverta. Because he forgot that by eating this one, he's invoking the tanai. He's invoking the shvua on the chaverta. That is all the mishvua. Because that's a chilas. Tanai, shogag b'tanai, the hezid, right? Shogag b'tanai, the hezid achila. So that's lechal avish b'shabachil rishayna. How you stay as shvuas ruyas lachol? For a shechuach hu al shvuas chaverta. And this Rashi shita that everything's told in the first one. So lagabe the second shvuah it's shaygig, and therefore the second shvuah is not chal period. And Lagabe, the second shvua, you even want to eat the second one. And Mezub is od natsma, v'shigas chaverta. When he ate the second one, it was the same idea. He ate the second one, knowing kilu that was aser, which maisa was an aser. And he ate, but knowing that, he doesn't remember that this is the tanai of the first one. So now, so he's potter. Says Rashi, Beim Malkus Shnia, Shahu Mezid. Right, the second one is Od Natsmai. So theoretically, Shbichayev Malkus on the second Shvua, on the second Kikar. So we say no, he's Potter is from Malkus. Beim Karbin Shal Rishayna, Shavur Lebishaygig LeMafreya Kishachas Ashnia. Okay, because. The theoretically Shbichayev Malkus, Rashi says, on the second one, and Shbichayev a carbon on the first one, because when he ate the first one it was Zod Natsmai. When he ate the second one it was Shigas Chaverta. So Betzim it's eating the Isser B'mezid and the Tanai B'shagig. And there Rashi says theoretically he should have been Chayev a carbon. But he's not. Why? Malkus a shnei potter kibishus shlechol olav a shvua metchila. That's pasha. The reason why if he ate the second one, he's not chayav malkus when he ate b'meiz is because when he ate the first one, it was b'shigas chaverta. That's classic. Adam b'shvua. It's not adam b'shvua. U'mekarben shalom afreya d'rishayin a potter shlechayis a shagaga b'achilasa. Vanan shkaga machilas isabina v'yafa pishiye shkaga kishoyver al shvo. Here Rashi speaks out more beferish than he did before. Even though Rashi's mavarni rabbi tam svara that when he ate the second one, b'mezid, knowing that it asks the first one. So he ate b'shaygig, knowing it asks the first one. He ate b'shaygig, not knowing it asks the first one. But when he ate the first one, it was b'mezid. So chayra means he's being over on the iser. Means the shvua was chal because the first one was even amazed. The shvua was chal, and he's a shaygig in the being over on the shvua. So why is he chayim carbon? So he says, "Dainu b'achilas shnei ein mischayim aleh carbon shakarbon al shayna ba." This is Rashi just mentioned before. So Rashi has the pasuk that it has to be tech the bishkaga. That means the bishas when you ate the iser bishas. When you ate the iser, it has to be that it was a tech the bishkaga. But over here, when you ate it, it was het the gomer. So therefore, even though when you ate the first one, mizad and shvua, but it was mutter. It was zad and shvua, but ma'aseh was mutter because the shvua wasn't chal yet. So then, even though you over the mafrei b'shaygig when you ate because you ate the tanai b'shaygig, you are Potter, because it's lacking in Techt Bishkaga because it was Heter. That's the case of Zubazad Natsma, Beshigas Chavrita. Zubashigas Atzma, Ubazad Nachavrita. So there, the Braisa says, Yechayev. Or Rava said, Yechayev. Kishachal Rishayna. Okay, this Rashi, we have to read slowly. Kishachal Rishayna, Hayeshachuach Shinishba Aleh. So that means, the first shvua, you were shaygi. When you ate the first one, you forgot that this was the subject of your shvua. Im yoichal chaverta. Ulgabe shvua di day, like you remember the shvua, pashit. That's pashit. When you ate the first one, b'shaygi, that's shitas rashi. The first one, b'shaygi, is a problem of the shvua. So gabe the first shvua, it's pashit, nothing happened. Ukishachal shnia. But it was Zad and Chavrita, right? Shigas Atzma, Zad and Chavrita. It means the second Shvua was Chal. Because Achol Shnia, Achol B'Shigas Atzma, Sheshakach Shenishba Lea, Abba Zachu Shenishba Rishayna, Machil Shnia, Tala. So here we say Chayiv. What's Chayiv? What does Chayiv mean? Pashi think Chayiv means you Chayiv in both of them. Says Rashi, no. And this Taisus before took issue with Rashi, that according to Rashi, the Daichik, the Chayiv only means on one of them. Which one are you Chayiv on? Says Rashi, Chayiv carbon al shnia. Why Chayiv carbon al shnia? Because let's analyze it. Sharei tala, right? Cholosh vase ala mitchilasei. So when you ate the first one, it was shigas atzmai zad mchavita. That means you knew when you ate the first one that the second kikar is going to be chal. Now ugeshachla, when you ate the second one, also shigas atzim azad nechavrita. That's classic. That's classic shvua b'shaygig, because you ate the tanai b'mezid by eating the first one. Now you come to eat the second one. You didn't get Shigas Atzma. That's mamish classic shayi. Couldn't get better than that. Avo Malkus Arishayna Loi. So the question is, maybe you should get Malkus on the Rishayna. Why? And these words of Rashi are difficult. Rashi says, what was Rashi bothered? Why should you get Malkus in the Rishayna? Hare, we're talking about Yehid B'Shigas Atzma and Zad M'Chavrita. Right? Yehid Shigas Atzma, let's think, let's have copper by his side. Shigas Atzma. You want the first one now, yeah? You ate it, Shigas Atzma, right? Not realizing the Shua on it. Okay? And then you ate the second one. Shigas Atzma Zad Mechavrita. You ate the second one. So the kids, it's Achilas Iser be Shaygig, and Achilas Atnai be Mezid. Right? As far as the first one was concerned, it's Achilas Iser be Shaygig, and Achilas Atnai be Mezid. So now Rashi's by warning the Yinachai Malkus. Sharei mitchilo lechol olav shvua. Because since the initial eating was b'shaygig, so shvua was never chal. That's why you don't get malchus. Right? I mean, the truth of the matter is, first of all, l'gavi malchus, Rashi could have said a different svara. Okay, it could be you didn't need to say a different svara. But because what's a tzad malchus over here? Yeah? What's a tzad malchus? Because you ate the Tanai b'mezid, right? right? But Rashi says, if you ate the Tanai b'meizid, is that a reason to mechayev the guy Malkus on the first one? In other words, what would be the reason to mechayev Malkus? Because you were over on the Shvua b'meizid, right? Oh, so truth of the matter is, even though when you ate the first one, it was b'shaykin, right? We ate the first one, Shigas Atzmai, but still, if Lo Yitzur the Shvua for some reason would have been Chal, then it's Mashman Rashi, that the fact that you ate the Tanai, the Mezid, that means that you're over on the Shvua, the Mezid, you should theoretically be Chayiv Malkus on the Shvua, even though when you ate it, it was b'shaygit. Right? What?
Why?
Because since you ate the Tanai b'meizid, you ate the Tanai b'meizid, which means that you were over on the Shvua b'meizid. Because just like Rabbi Tam said, then we ate the Tanai b'shaygig, it's considered that you are even the Shvua b'shaygig, and therefore you bring a carbon, right? And so Rashi Batsim subscribed to that idea, because even when Rashi argued Rabbi Tam, Rashi brought up that idea that b'shas. The Tanai, Shas Achil is a Tanai, which is, Shas Achil is a Tanai, is Shas Aveira. That's when you're being over on this, I'm afraid, right? That's what's making you be over. That's Shas Aveira. It's not Shas Achil, but it's not Shas Achil is Isla, but it's Shas Aveira. And the Rabbi Tam said, if you were Shagig then, you'd be Chayav Carbon, I'm afraid. And Rashi just said, no, you can't be Chayav Carbon, because Rashi has his Pasuk, Tech the Bishkaga, because it was Hatter, right? By Malkus, you don't have that svara. So in other words, with this Rashi, because the reason why Rashi is entertaining the possibility that you should be chayiv Malkus on the first one, even though it was b'shaygig, yeah? Rashi is entertaining the possibility of Malkus, we ate b'shaygig, yeah? Where does this Malkus come from? The answer is, because Batsim Rashi agrees to Rabbeinu Tam, that when you eat the Tanai, the mindset that you have, B'shas Achilles Tanai, is Kaveya, did I eat, was I over on the Issa B'mezid, or was I over on the Issa B'shaygig? Because when I eat the Tanai, right, by eating the Tanai, that makes it a Mafreya, I was over on the Shvur, so my mindset, B'shas Achilles Tanai, whether it's Shaygig or Mezid, is Kaveya, Was I over on the Shavuot b'Shaygig Mezid? So that means, if Rashi agrees b'Karon to Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, that your mindset b'Shas Achilas Atanai is Kaveya, so Meil Rashi says b'Atzim it's Mezid, and therefore maybe you should get Malkus being the first one. What?
Rashi's not like Ramban.
What? What? What happened to Rabban Sfarah? I'm saying Rashi saying the second one was amazing. Why is it only Rabban? Second was amazing. Which one? What? No, but the first one was Shaggy. Rashi's about Varni. Why don't you get Malkus? It means Rashi says, Rashi's holding that there's a reason you should be Malkus. What is that? Because you ate the Tanai Mezid, and eating the Tanai Mezid, that's called that you're over on Isser B'Mezid. Now, Abba Zagrashi, but it's a joke. Because since he ate the first one b'shoigig, and the first eating the first one b'shoigig is a problem, not other b'shua. So when he ate, since the first, when you ate the first one, it was shigas atzmai, so melo, the first shvu was never chal. So melo, even though it's considered mezid, b'shas nevera, but there's no avera. You're mezid on an avera, that's not an avera, because the shvu was never chal, because it was b'shay, as Rashi says. Amalkas r'shayina loy, shemet chila, loy chal olav shvua. Hilgach loy loki. Yeah. Okay? That's Rashi saying. Now, why didn't Rashi speak out? Why didn't Rashi speak out atzad deishmichai of carbon on the first one? Because he ate b'shege. He ate the first one b'shege, he ate the second one mezid. Right? Rashi doesn't speak out why not chayev a carbon. The Gemara says chayev, right? Rashi saying you only chayev in the second one, but not in the first one. Right? Rashi explains why aren't you chayev malchus on the first one? Yeah? Why doesn't he discuss carbon on the first one? Hare ye ate b'shege. You ate it. Fine. Okay, fine. So you see, saying teretz. The reason, so Zog Boaz, the reason why Rashi doesn't have to speak out that you're potter from carbon in the first one, because that's. He already just told you a minute ago. I mean, his goof, his argument with Baron Tam is because it was behet, it's not techt v'shkaga, right? So that itself would be a reason, you know, why maybe it was bashit. He didn't even have to speak out that you passed the karm because the shvur was the chal. You're also passed the karm because of we just read that gave difference for why he passed the karm.
And that
svar
can apply to
Malchus
also.
No, that's svar on Techta Bishkaga. That's a svar, Rashi says, Techta Bishkaga. Rashi put in a pasuk. Techta Bishkaga. So Boaz is suggesting the reason why Rashi doesn't have to bother to speak out on carbon, and he only has to speak about Malchus, is because we have read a svar just told us a minute ago of Techta Bishkaga. Okay. So, in Rambam Aleph, Rashi said, in the case of Rishayin B'Shayyid, Rishneir B'Mezid, Rashi said, Yipata from Malchus, because Shu wasn't Chal, but Kol Shkem Karbin, Shein Karbin Ala Mezid. What do you mean? Ein Karbin Ala Mezid. See, Rashi's Mashma a little different. Rashi, there is Mashma. This is what I was thinking to say before Boaz hyped up with what he said. I was thinking that maybe Adarabba. Rashi's telling me the reason why Rashi had no half minute for carbon is because you're mazed. It's because you're mazed. The same reason why Rashi had a half minute b'chayiv Malchus, yeah, is because since b'shas achilas of tanah you're mazed. So Rashi holds you're not considered shaygit, you're considered mezid. Because you were over on the Aveira B'mezid. If you're over on the Aveira B'mezid, there's no Tzad carbon. That's Rashi said I'm an Aleph. That's Rashi said I'm an Aleph. Rashi says you're not chayiv a carbon because the Shavuos and Chal. And you're not chayiv Malkus because the Shavuos and Chal. By when you ate the Tanai B'shoigig, sorry, the Issa B'shoigig and Tanai B'mezid. So Rashi Nam Aleph says, you're not chayiv carbon because it's amazing. So that's mamash what we're saying in this Rashi. That Rashi says that the Isser, you're over amazing. So therefore, he didn't have to speak out that they popped from carbon because the shore wasn't chal. He popped from carbon because there's no shaygig here. It's not called shaygig b'chal. That's what Rashi Nam Aleph says.
Which Rashi?
Rashi Mask Achas Rishayin B'Shaygi V'Shnei B'Mezid. We're not in a simple case. Yeah? Shvo Shloi Chazeh Amai Chazeh. What? If he ate the... Is... What? Achas Rishayin, no? I'm sorry, I messed up. Rashi is talking about, the Tanai. What? The Tanai was B'shaygig, and the Isser was B'mezid. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, it's not right from there. Because you mamash ate this B'mezid. Fine. You're not right from there. But, okay, but could be true anyway, though. But could be true anyway. The one Rashi says it's mazid. Could be true anyway without the Rashi. We'll say without the Rashi. What? Rashi is basically very time. Yes, because Rashi said that's right. That was just the scharish to me today. The Rashi bets him holds like a man of time, except he has a problem. He got puzzled. Techl b'shkaga. That's what I want to say over here. Yes, that's what I want to say in these Rashis over here. Okay. But what Boaz says is also true. Come on, but it's interesting. What's bothering me, this Rashi, right? Also Rashi is bothered by Malkus. Yeah? The only thing you can think about, talk about on the first one is why aren't you chayav Malkus? He doesn't discuss carbon, right? That's what we're trying to figure out over here. First of all, what was his kasha of Malkus? They should get Malkus. And second of all, why doesn't he discuss carbon? That's what we're trying to explain now. Okay? Now, So what does Rashi say? Shemetchil lechalal v'shvur hilkach loyloki. Well, Korean Bay. Oh, now the Rashi a new problem. What's Rashi's problem now? Well, Korean Bay in a shab mediasai. The point in it's a shnila point in carbon. Shemavari in lava l'shvurasai. What is Amez zeve? What's Rashi bothered with over here? What's Rashi's kasha? Rashi Kash is the why chayav carbon on the second one, because second one the shvur was chal, because the first one was zod and chavrita, and the second one was shigas atzmai. In fact, Rashi the chayav should be problem of shabbat diyasai. Should be problem of shabbat diyasai. Why is it problem of shabbat diyasai? What's Rashi's kasha? Because since you ate the first one, amazed. What's the case? You ate the first one, bizod and chavrita. I mean, as far as the second shvu is concerned, the first one was eaten amazed. The second one, the tanai, the second one, which is this itself, was eaten b'shaygi. Yeah, the tanai was tanai b'mezid, and tanai b'mezid, and iser b'shaygi. Yeah, that's classic carbon, right? So Rashi Kiel was bothered, but why do we say that it's not Shabbat Diyasai? Well, Kriya Bein Shabbat Diyasai Etzel Shnia, Lepoitim Carbon, Mishim Avarian, Larval Shvua. Sharei Ein Mezid Zeh Aveira. Right. So that's what Rashi could discuss with the Amar Aleph. Rashi had a problem, That's even funny. Rashi had to speak it out. Rashi had a problem that since you ate the first one, b'mezid b'zad mechaverta, so you considered enisham and the asai, and then he ended up being nisir. It's a b'shaige, but you see, he's amazing. You see, he would do it anyway. Harry he ate the tanai b'mezid, right? Which is funny because as Rashi speaks out, Rashi answers, it's not a problem. Shem the asa, why? Even though he ate the tanai b'mezid, knowing full well that he's going to invoking the shvu with this, but saif kasaif, he didn't do anything wrong, right? Ain't mazid zaveira. It's mazid. Like we're calling him mazid. Yeah, he's zodn chaverta. Yeah, we're calling the guy mazid. So Rashi, chill. He's not mazid. He's not doing any aveira. It's with knowledge, but he's not like a mazid as an avarian. So again, I don't really know why Rashi had to have him over here. It should be he just made. He uses right. A guy makes a shvur shlosh like chikolzer, right? So he says mazid. Because he made a shvur. What happens when you eat the tanai? Shvur shloichol zem, oichol zem. You ate the tanai, right? What'd you do? So he made a shvur now. What'd you do? You made a shvur, right? So I don't know why Rashi had to speak it out. Akman Rashi speaks it out. Now, this is all the Rashi. Let's go back to Taisus now. Go back to Taisus. And Baron Tam. Baron Tam Shita was that. When Tam Shita was, if Ochal, the Isser, the Maze, and Tanai B'Shaige, Yichai of a carbon. Yeah? Right? But Sarkle Daktik, the Pirushai, Had the Kama, Zubazad Natsma, B'Shigas Chavarta, Potter. So what's Taiz bothered with over here, according to Baron Tam? Taiz a problem, Baron Tam. We had a case of Zubazad Natsmoi, Vishikas Chavrito. Each one was eaten, Bizad Natsma, and Shikas Chavrito. According to Baron Tam. The first one, he ate b'shigas atzma and zod l'chavrita. Meaning, when he ate the first one, he forgot the shvur. He knows that it's going to ask for the second one. That means zod natzma. Sorry, zod natzma. He knows he's eating the iser. What's Baron Tam hold? And the next one he ate zod natzma shigas chavrita. That's classic. Achal the iser. Be mazid, and the tanai be shaygig. According to Baron Tam, you have a carbon, right? So ochal zu zod nats meshigas chaverta. Then he ate the second one, the same thing. Said what happened? I mean, he ate the first one bezodin, and he ate the second one, which was a tanai shigas chaverta. So it's ochal iser be. Mezid, tanai b'shaig, and kumar time yichayev carbon. Because why? Because when you ate the iser, when you ate the tanai, when you over on the iser, it's b'shaig. Like I've been saying all the time. So then, how does Baron Tam learn the sefer of Rava? That's Taisa's problem. Taisa gives two trutzim. Nine times the potter of shayna, alpha gav the hainu shayna b'mezid shnei b'shaig. Kigoyin sha'ochla b'zod na'atzma l'gamri. So this makes an akimta. She'idayit y'lechol b'ayis ha'shog gam ha'tanai d'lav shav m'dasehu. Taisa says, when it says in the case of ochal zu b'zod na'atzma. Yes, what does zod na'atzma mean? Zod na'atzma means not just that he ate it knowing this is a shvur. Zod Natsma means, yeah? Zod Natsma means that you know that you're making a shvur and you're planning on eating it tonight. Zod Natsma Gamri. Shayidaita lecho ba'ayis asha gama tanai. Maybe he's medayik in the words, because there's really a problem here, right? Because what does the ratio of Rava say? According to Baran Tam. Rishayin b'meizid u'shnei b'shayigig. According to Baran Tam, what does Rishayin b'meizid u'shnei b'shayigig mean? Rishayin b'meizid. Rishayin b'meizid, right? In yet isa b'meizid. Then yet shnei b'shayigig chayav. Chayav carbon. So here it says Rishayin b'meizid, which means even isa b'meizid. In yet shnei b'shayigig. Rava says you have a carbon. Rav turns around 30 seconds later and says, if you eat the first one, Zodin Atzma, Vishigas Chavrata, also now, you're Potter. Why? So in Tosis, it's very difficult in Pshat. Because when the Reisha said he ate the first one with Mazid, that means you were just eating the Issa Mazid, you weren't thinking about the Tanai at that point. So it's not a problem with Shabbat Yasai. In a Seifa, with Zod Natsmai, the Taisa means Zod Natsmai means that you're planning on eating the Tanai also, and Mel's end of Shabbat Yasai. In the end of being the Tanai, you end up being the Tanai B'Shaigi. Right? So you have to, it's difficult. Pshat. You have to say that somehow Zod Natsma, Taisus has a connotation in Zod Natsma to mean that the Isser was Bezodin. Not just that you ate the first, yeah? It was Zod Natsma. It was a Zodin of the Shvua. And Taisus understands Zod Natsma means, yeah, that you're being over on the Shvua. Bezodin. The Atzma, not just the first one, yeah? That when you ate it, not just legabe the shvur, you were amazed. Yeah, you knew about it. I don't know. Somehow, Zod Natsma understands that to mean that it was zodin of the shvur. It was not just you ate the first one, the amazed. It was zodin of the shvur. That I knew that you're planning on being over on the shvur. There's a zodin on the averus of shvur. That's the chayyat to say in Taisus, because otherwise it's very funny. The Reishi said, "Rishayim b'meizid, v'shnei b'shayig yichayiv." You don't say b'meizid. You don't say he means, "Oh, he's going to eat the tanai also." But zot natsma, there Taisus felt in his first tarot that it means that he's planning on eating the tanai also. And maybe it's not shav b'diyasei. Even he ended up being a b'shaige, so it was taka b'shaige. But since he would have been anyway, so therefore it's not shabbat yasri. That's his first teretz. So his second teretz is kishacha shnia mizod naatzma u'b'shigas chaverta. So then, and this is the taka difference between the first the reish and the seifa, because we ate the first one, Zod Natsma Shigas Chavrata. And when he ate the second one, also Zod Natsma Shigas Chavrata, that means that we see this guy is Taka an Eisvarf. This guy is Taka an Avarian. Because when he ate the second one, it was Bezod Natsma, thinking that he's over on the Shvur. He ate the second one thinking he's over on the Shvur. He ate the second one, Bezod Natsma, knowing that that's a subject of the Shvur. So Zaktaisis, Afagav Shaichel Beheter. Oh, so here it gets a little complicated because it's called Zod Natsma, but Ma'is it's really Heter Gomer. Why? Because the first one was Shigas Chavrata, and it wasn't Chal Kunre and Tam, right? The Achilas. Achila, yeah. When you ate the first one, which was the Tanai, the magnificent first one, Lagabit his second kikar, it was Ad Meshua, son of Ad Meshua. you didn't. It was zod nazi shigas chavitas. You didn't know that they was going to make the shvua. That means the shvua was never chal. So best I leave the MS. The second shvua wasn't chal. So even though yed bezodin, right? But it was a joke. There was no shvua here bechal. So Taisvis, but still, he doesn't know that. Gagayich any day she pot and lel fishaloi haya adam b'shvua. Loshin zod nazi mashim eskav laichla b'iser. So in other words, Tais Medayik Zod Natsma over here. Maybe this seems what I was saying before. Zod Natsma means me. Tais is Mashmi is being over Nisser. His mindset is being over Nisser. So even though when he eats the second one Bezodin, he's not being over Nisser because the Shua is never Chal. But what does it say? Zod Natsma. He's eating it. Zod made knowing he's thinking he's being over Nisser. Yeah? Why is he being over Nisr? He's not being over Nisr. Elamai, Akarkach, he thinks he's being over Nisr. He doesn't know. He's not a Lamdan. He doesn't know that because he ate the first one, Beshigas Chavrita, and it was the problem of B'Shvuah, so really the second one's Mutter to eat. He doesn't know that. He's eating Bezodin. He thinks the Shvuah was Chal. He thinks he's being over B'Mezid. So what do we see about this guy? We see this guy was willing to be over on a shvua. If we see this guy was willing to be over on a shvua, so Mamela, when we go back, let's go back to the first shvua. So we went. The first shvua was Zod Natz Meshigas Chavrita, right? So and then, what do we say that they ate the Tanai was Zod Natz Meshigas Chavrita? He ate the second one Meshigas Chavrita. So what do you mean? So it should be Shaygis Chayav Carbon. No, but since he ate the second one of Zod Natsmai, so even those Shigas Chavrita, but we say even had he remembered the first shvua, he would have been anyway. Haraya, he's eating the second one Mamish. He's eating the second one Mamish b'Zod Natsmai, thinking with the mindset I'm being over on my second shvua. It's Zod Natsmai, Taisa says. So now. Now, well, what do you want to say? One second. But I mean, the first shvua, he's a shaygig. He doesn't know that. He forgot. It's shigas chavrita. He doesn't know that by eating this one, he's invoking the first shvua, and he's being over and he's eating the first shvua b'shaygig. But we say, no. Just like he's willing to eat the second one and be over in the second shvua, he's zod natsmai. See, he would eat, even if he didn't remember, he would eat it knowing that it's going to ask for the first one. So Mela, the taste is not showing me that.